nation that have long been outlawed in our society.
The baker says it's a matter of freedom of religion. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Montgomery County's facing a $120 million budget shortfall after finding that income tax revenue is coming in much lower than expected.
In a world in which there is almost full employment and a stock market that has been going up, up, and up, the notion that our tax revenues are down is really something that we don't understand.
Council President Roger Berliner, County Executive Ike Leggett's pushing for 2% across-the-board spending cuts. He says the county has spent aggressively the past two budget cycles and that the obvious adjustment is to cut that out. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,290, the NASDAQ at 67.75. In sports, the Caps beat the San Jose Sharks 4-1, but the Wizards get blown out in Utah 116-69. Monday Night Football, brawls galore break out as the Steelers beat the Bengals. WMAL News Time, 6:04 up next. Traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Rush Limbaugh.
Let me tell you something. I'm going to cut to the chase real quick on this.
The Rush Limbaugh Show.
It's fascinating and highly instructive.
Weekdays noon till 3.
It's the greatest thing in the world.
On Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
So I purchased the timeshare back in 1997 because I was looking for something to do with my kids. By 2012, I had a third child, but my older two had graduated from high school. We weren't taking trips together as a family any longer. Then I did see some advertising for Timeshare Exit Team, and I was extremely impressed with how professional they were and how straight and to the point they were in getting me out of my timeshare.
Time changes everything. If your timeshare no longer fits your life, go to timeshareexitteam.com.
Need garage door repair? GarageDoorRepair.com.
6:05 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Traffic update now sponsored by TheraWorks Relief. Interstate 95, Virginia. A couple busy spots here in northbound Dale City. Looks like the broken down mostly to the right shoulder. It might crowd that right lane a little bit. So as you head north, north of 234, be very careful. Beyond, still some stop and go across the Occoquan toward Newington. Over to Route 1, Woodbridge. A crash on Route 1 right as you pass 95. That initially was along the left side, but they've temporarily stopped traffic north on Route 1 in Woodbridge. Okay, let's go 66 in Manassas Centerville with the volume. And now still at the crash at the Beltway eastbound. Stay to the left to get by, and that's really causing delays forming here before you get to 123. And doing the current tolling check here, if you join onto 66 inside the Beltway, from the Beltway to D.C., it's $7 for the toll, and that changes as the traffic changes. On the top side of the Maryland Beltway, from College Park to Silver Spring, here we go. Just some volume, but lanes are all reported open. To relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the march with a strong cold front coming in. It'll start knocking temperatures down slowly. Today, 63, a south breeze. Rain this afternoon. Periods of rain early tonight, 43 overnight. 50 degrees tomorrow, more clouds late in the day. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 46 in Dumfries, 48 in Gaithersburg, 47 at Reagan National. Traffic and weather brought to you by TheraWorks Relief. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
630. Well, good morning. Coming up here on Mornings on the Mall, 7:15, we'll be joined by Carrie Severino from Judicial Watch Confirmation Network. Judicial Confirmation Network. Get all these organizations mixed up sometimes. It'll be interesting to talk to Carrie specifically because the Supreme Court is taking on a ton of cases, including hearing a case today on that Masterpiece Bake Shop case, a gay couple wanting a cake.
8:05 this morning, Virginia Transportation Secretary Aubrey Lane joins us to talk about the I-66 express lanes and how much it's costing you to get to work. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow joins us. That's all ahead on Mornings on the Mall. Vince Kana is alongside Mary Walter.
Well, how much did it cost you to get to work yesterday, and how much is it going to cost you today? Well, nobody knows, and that's the beauty of dynamic tolling, dynamic pricing on toll roads. And yesterday, I-66 started that process, and it allows people who are just one person in the car to ride. Single drivers are going to pay more during rush hour as opposed to carpoolers or vehicles carrying two or more people.
Which are free, right.
So, and the big question, and we're going to find this out later from Aubrey Lane, who is the Virginia Transportation Secretary. How do they know how many people are in the car? That's the part that kind of freaks me out. Is there someone sitting there watching his car speed by? Oh my gosh, there's only one.
Right. So if you've got the HOV Flex transponder or whatever they call it, you switch between, you know, HOV or standard, and if you put HOV on, it blocks the signal from being intercepted and paying because you have more people in the car.
Right.
But if you leave it on the single occupancy, then you get charged. And I've always wondered that. Even if you're not intentionally doing it, if you just leave it in HOV mode and you're by yourself in the car, which could happen, and you go through, does it pop you? Does it know? Or do you need a cop to spot you and be like, hey, buddy, your single occupancy. So we'll find out what the answer is.
Yeah, a lot of questions regarding this, but we want you to answer a question. How much are you willing to pay? What is it worth to you? At one point yesterday, it reached $34.50. And we were having fun throughout the show yesterday, looking online to see how much is the toll now? At one point, it went up to $34.50. Are you willing to pay almost $35 to get to work one way? Just to get to work. 888-630-9625. 888-630-WMAL. What's it worth to you?
Right now, it's at $7. I'm looking at it. At this moment, in order to get from the Beltway to Washington, it's $7.
Would you pay $7, Vince?
It depends on what I'm going into the city for. So if I was going to, like, say, an important interview that I can't miss, that I have no other option on, and I'm already running late or something, and I know that I have a guaranteed way of getting there with some speed on the road, is $35 worth it to me? Maybe on that one rare occasion. Like, holy crap, I can't believe I'm paying $35 for this, but I got to do it. This is, like, totally necessary. The idea that I would do that on a daily basis, though, I would just take the private jet at that point.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Let me just get my jet. I'm going to fly down to DCA, and then I'll just hop out and just walk across the 14th Street Bridge and get into the city. But, like, the idea that you're paying, you could pay upwards of $35 to get on I-66, not worth it to me. Now, in their eyes, though, the reason the scoring is dynamic is they want to keep the volume down to a level that everybody's moving at pace. Everybody's moving at, what, 45 miles an hour or so on 66 to the extent that they could. And this is a way for people to, like, you know, to realize, like, hey, if I want to jump into the game, I want to get there with any speed, I realize that this is the game I'm playing, that I'm going to pay more money to get there. It's a privilege you're paying for, basically. It's a lot of money, though.
It's insane money, and for $35 an hour, first of all, I want breakfast.
Yeah.
That's number one. There better be some kiosk where somebody throws bacon and eggs at me as I'm on my way through, and or I don't want to be going 45 miles an hour. I had better be hitting 65. 45 miles an hour? Oh, hell no. I want 65 miles an hour. On that express, it's supposed to be express, not 45 miles an hour.
Well, it's better than five.
It's not express. That my friends is
now,
not express.
Now, I will say the one thing I will say is, like, if the fees get to the point where if your pregnant wife is giving birth and you reconsider whether or not you want to take that road because it costs $35, then maybe it's too expensive. Maybe if it doesn't pass the pregnant wife test. You know, then maybe it's too expensive.
All right, 888-630-9625. Is it worth it to you? I'm like, no, it's not. I'll be late. Tom and Lorton, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How much are you willing to pay, Tom?
Zero.
Yeah,
those are
you.
Our lands. Those are our damn roads. And I would like to publicly declare that the people in this area are the stupidest people on the planet for letting this happen to our roads. 95, 395, 495. Those are public roads that you've turned over to a private corporation to make money off of you to drive. It is the most asinine thing I've ever seen in my entire life, and you people in Virginia and Maryland are stupid. Idiots, all of you. Every single one of you are idiots.
I love Tom. I love you right now, Tom. I agree with
you. In a weird way, I appreciate Tom's restraint that he only said stupid idiots this morning. Tom, thank you. An effervescent first call. I really appreciate that.
Yeah. Pete in Stafford, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How much are you paid, Pete?
Hey, well, I paid as much as $18, which is a lot less than the max on 66, but that's for 95, the use of the 95 express lanes. And what Tom, I don't think, understands is that these lanes allow people like me who have to have a really weird work schedule get past a lot of traffic a lot of times. I'm all by myself. And I think it's fantastic. In many cases, I have bypassed miles of stop traffic on 95.
Why can't they just open the whole thing, get rid of the barrier between the express and regular, and then everything would move faster and you wouldn't have to pay that insane price?
So just lane widening, just, like, all the way?
Just open it up for everybody.
Yeah, the reason why, like, on 66, they have lanes that turn on and off at different times of day, as far as traffic engineering, is to maintain a slightly restricted flow to keep speed at a moderate level, because wide open lanes all the way across tend to create more accidents because people speed.
So it's all about government control. They're controlling how fast you can go. They're controlling who gets yeah. And see, I look at that and I'm with the last caller. I'm with Tom on that one. I'm like, no, open it up. I'll take my chances. I'll figure it out. I'm a grown adult. I'll figure it out. I'll figure out how to get to work without getting killed.
Well, can 66, by the way, actually get to a point where everyone's moving at pace? Mike in Reston this morning. I would like let's go to Mike, because Mike, do you find that 66 is possible with all the carpoolers to go 45 miles an hour?
No. Look, I rode that road for years as a carpooler and stuff like that. That road is overloaded with just the carpoolers, and the whole idea that the officials think that somehow or other they're going to put this variable tolling on and keep the cars going 45 is ridiculous. I mean, you're lucky to go 20 on that road even before they added the pay for lane.
Now, Mike, I've never done the I-66 commute on a daily basis. I saw some estimates that there are high percentage of vehicles that were violating the carpool rules anyway, that you would see single occupancy drivers like at a very high percentage on the road. Is that true when you were driving?
Well, I don't. I mean, you'd see some. I don't think, but there was a massive amount of just carpoolers in the years when I was on there, and it was massively slow. I mean, it was so slow that I often thought of riding through Arlington and places like that on the back streets instead.
Yeah, you got to wonder.
And how could the officials think that the system's going to work and they're going to keep the cars going 45?
You got to wonder, and this is another thing I'd like to ask Aubrey Lane when we speak to her this morning, the Virginia Transportation Secretary. Is this alleviating pressure anywhere? Is this actually resulting in any roads having less traffic because 66 became an express lane? I'd like to see if there's a benefit besides the government just taking money. More from you in a moment here.
6:15 on WMAL. It's time for WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the 5s, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, let's see what's happening there now. The overall picture is 66. Through Manassas, we have that morning tie-up begins early every morning, pushing towards Centerville. And we still have a crash, 66 eastbound at the Beltway. Eastbound prior to the Beltway, it's still in the right lane, so we're really bogging down coming out of Fair Oaks. That might be a reason why the toll is a little less, because there's not so many commuters getting on to the inside the Beltway stretch. Current toll, as we do the update here, the estimate toll is $6.25 if you join from the Beltway and to head into town. So we'll see how this shapes up in the next coming weeks, months. On Interstate 95, Dale City to Woodbridge, Newington, along the way, the broken down has been over to the shoulder. In Woodbridge, we're tied up on Route 1, north on Route 1 after 95 crash. They're trying to let the right side get by. Occasionally, they had stopped all traffic. And New York Avenue commuters, inbound, you're in delays now well before you get to Bladensburg Road. That first light there coming up to Bladensburg Road, down to West Virginia, Montana Avenue's intersection, still with the crash cleanup. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
All right, cloudy today with rain developing this afternoon, a high of 63 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, periods of rain early, a low of 43. And then tomorrow, we'll have intervals of clouds and sunshine in the morning with more clouds later in the day. High around 50. Currently in the nation's capital, it's 48 degrees, 617 on WMAL.
get... How much are you willing to pay to get to work? 888-630-9625. We had a caller who dropped it. He did guess he's on his way to work, I'm sure. Who said he paid almost $1,000 a month for tolls, for commuting. It's insane. This is the government telling you how you have to get to work, the number of people in your car, forcing you to carpool, telling you how quickly you can get there with the speeds. This is just ridiculous. And then forcing you to pay for the roads again, almost $35 yesterday, $45.50.
The counter here is, do you want LA's traffic? Do you want New York City's traffic?
Well, you can't compare New York City to, like, the roads going into it from, like, New Jersey and Connecticut, because that's what this situation is. You're people trying to get into D.C. from Virginia, so compare the two.
The idea is that those cities have high volume traffic, and if you have a city, if you have an environment where we encourage more carpooling, more public transportation by penalty through having high tolls and fees, or through encouraging carpooling by giving people access to lanes, and then people might take public transportation as an alternative, does the impact of that decrease the volume on the roadways and make it easier for drivers to get in and out of work?
Yeah, I can only speak to from New Jersey into New York, and I can tell you the roads are $1.50 on the parkway, at least $1.50, and you can go 30 some odd miles before you pay another $1.50. That's it. It's the same price all the time. But the roads are wide. They're wide.
Yeah. Parkway's got like 10 lanes.
They used to have
lanes.
HOV lanes, and they got rid of them. You didn't have to pay more for HOV. It was just a lane. They move until you get closer to the city where it gets congested because of the tunnels. So 888-630-9625. Let's go to David in Virginia. David, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. How much are you willing to pay, David?
Don't pay anything. I used to go 66 occasionally, but I don't get on in the morning. And it bothers me because the concept here is very simple. It's designed to get you to stop driving your car. It's designed to get you on the metro or a bus or maybe even use HOV to get to work, because this is a push for societal control to get all of this under one concept.
And right.
They do not want you. Look, the District of Columbia really doesn't want you driving in their city. So
yeah, there's no room for the motorcades if we drive in. Well,
exactly.
Look, this is a word for this. It's a sin tax.
Right.
I mean,
we do
this with cigarettes. We do this with big sodas in New York. I mean,
right.
The idea is charge people a lot of money to have them stop doing activities you don't want them to do anymore.
And David, thank you, because you're right. Here's the thing. If they had better mass transit, if it was easier to hop on a train to get into Manhattan and it's going to be quicker than driving, people would do it. I mean, to get into the D.C., people would do it, right? So, because it is easier, you can do work on the train. You can sit there and get things done. So I think people would do it, but it's obviously not attractive enough at this point for people to do it. Mike in Springfield, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Mike.
Good morning. I'm one of the poor individuals that asked to either use $4.95 or $66. So I get to set it at 99.9% of the time. And I'm not paying these exorbitant fees. Look, my tax money was used to build it. My tax money is used to maintain it. Why am I going to pay $35 to try and go to work?
Yeah.
What's the point of me going to work if the money that I'm going to pay to go to work is used up before I even made the first dime for the day?
Yeah. That's right. Well, if the government can get you to pay for something three or four times over, they're going to.
Yeah, and the fact that they want us to use a metro and they want us to use mass transit, well, look at what's happened over the last 10 years. Metro has just used itself in a completely moronic, idiotic, stupid fashion so that they have no money to do what they need to do. They're asking for people to give them more money to make the system work. Well, you had the money 10 years ago. You didn't make the system work then. Why would we give you more money to do the same thing that you did before? It doesn't work. Thus, people don't want to use Metro. It's not reliant.
Yep.
You listen to Jamie Whitten every morning. You know, we got red line down, one single tracking. We got late, you know, no buses, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. People are tired of this. So they have to rely on their cars.
Yep. Yeah, you're 100% right, Mike. He's absolutely right.
I was thinking, if you make a $50,000 salary, that translates into a $24 per hour wage. You're paying $35 on the lanes. You're going to lose, what, a 20% of your day's wages just to driving to work? or more back and forth. It's a lot of money. More from you in a second. 623 on WMAL.
Now, here's why this is important.
105.9 FM and AM 630.
Appreciate all the knowledge you give me.
Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Where Washington comes to talk.
All right, so Black Friday may have come and gone, so you figured, oh, I missed all the great deals. But you haven't, because at Mattress Warehouse, they're extending those Black Friday prices. Mattress Warehouse is Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer. And do you know you can get Tempur-Pedic affordable? Payments as low as $22 a month. And isn't it worth it for you? We're talking about paying $35 to get to work quicker. Why not get to work refreshed? Why not actually get a good night's sleep? That's got to be worth it to you. And it's definitely worth $22 a month. They also have queen mattresses for less than $800. They have a mattress for every budget, and they have bed match. It's a phenomenal system. You got to try it out. It won't cost you anything. 3 minutes, and you'll get a list of the mattresses best for you. So go visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse near you.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full mouth implant restoration teams in the DC area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth and be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
There is, of course, no better feeling in the world than to see a child's face light up and smile. So join Hadid Carpet for their annual toy drive. Just bring an unwrapped new toy, game, or gift card to any of Hadid's four locations. Or give them a call if you live within their pickup zone. They'll come and get your donation absolutely free. You can also bring your gift to Hadid's state-of-the-art facility in Springfield, where on December 9th, they'll be hosting the toy drive's main event featuring free food and drinks. You'll also be able to take a tour of Hadid's amazing facility. The Hadid team is truly passionate about helping the Child Help Foundation. Childhelp.org has been assisting abused and neglected children since 1959. So to mark this event, they're offering 20% off any implant rug cleaning. For details and drop-off locations, go to joehadid.com. Hadid's annual holiday toy drive is going on now until December 9th. Let's make this the most successful drive ever.
625 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
On the Maryland Beltway, Silver Spring on the outer loop. As you approach 29 Colesville Road, they're trying to get everything contained to the shoulder involved in the crash there. So coming off of 95, watch for that volume merging onto that outer loop stretch. Busy in town, New York Avenue still with the accident activity. Inbound New York Avenue, it'll be after Bladensburg Road when you come up to the intersection. One side's West Virginia and the other side Montana Avenue. Still see some activity there causing an extra slowdown for you normally used to. On the Suitland Parkway, we are bunched up. If you're heading inbound before you get to 295, right at First Sterling, Suitland Parkway commuters under police direction, please. Virginia, boy, busy morning. 95, Dale City to Woodbridge and Lorton. Now, initially we had a broken down in Dale City. Looks like they were trying to get everything to the shoulder. Now a crash right in that same stretch on Route 1 northbound, north of 234 for the crash. And then north of that at 95 on Route 1 for a multi-car vehicle incident. So allow on Route 1 and 95, you will need extra time. 66 eastbound at the Beltway. The crash still in the right lane. Now to relieve muscle cramps in your legs and feet, use TheraWorks Relief. This fast-acting foam can also prevent muscle cramps. Get TheraWorks Relief today at select CVS and Rite Aid pharmacies or TheraWorksRelief.com. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold fronts on the march and more seasonable temperatures by tomorrow. Today, a mild 63, south breeze and rain this afternoon. Periods of rain early tonight, overnight low of 43. Tomorrow, near 50 with more clouds in the afternoon. Thursday, upper 40s, clouds and sunshine. Friday, cloudy, highs only in the low 40s. I'm Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
It's 48 degrees, 627.
All right, I-66, the tolls yesterday, first day of dynamic pricing, hit almost $35. Insanity. How much would you pay, though? Are you willing to pay? We've talked to people say, yeah, I paid $17. I think you're all crazy. Mark in Woodbridge, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. You're a frequent I-66 traveler. What's it like?
Well, 66 has been a parking lot for years. But what doesn't make sense to me is they're going to put this meter toll on 66, right? That's not going to have 1 ounce effect on the volume of traffic. The same amount of traffic is going to be there every day.
Right. All the carpoolers can still do it for free, and now they're adding more people.
Right. So you're not, there's the only, really what this is, it's legalized racketing. That's all it is. Because you're going to have some people, they'll pay the $30. So let's say, for example, you have someone who's willing to pay $30 a day. That's like $600 a month. Who does that?
And that's just one way.
Exactly. It's just one way, Mark. Thank you so much. We'll talk more about this with the Virginia Transportation Secretary, Aubrey Lane. He'll be joining us at 8:05 to hopefully get some answers. So if you're stuck in traffic on I-66, make sure you join us
for
that.
Yeah, something to listen to.
629 on WMAL.
This is Charles Osgood. Since auto owners insurance began in 1916, the world has entered the information age of computers, email, and smartphones. While technology continues to advance, we believe people help people best. That's why you'll only find auto owner's insurance from your local independent agent, a real person who protects your life, family, and business. Auto owner's insurance, 100 years of putting people first.
In Fredericksburg, visit bankersinsurance.net.
This is Mary Walter. If you're interested in sedation dentistry because of dental fear or just need a great caring dentist, do what I did. Visit BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
All right, coming up, the Trump administration is doing a bunch of things. We'll tell you all about them, but one of them has really got me excited, and it involves reversing something that Michelle Obama foisted upon your children. We'll tell you all about it. 6:30, WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by Mervis Diamond Importers. There's been no official word from the White House, but it appears this morning the Trump administration has missed a statutory deadline to keep the U.S. Embassy in Israel in Tel Aviv. That deadline came and went today without any announcement, but without a signed waiver from President Trump, by law, the embassy is supposed to automatically move to Jerusalem. As of yesterday, the White House said the president was still deciding whether to make the move. People have been camped outside the Supreme Court for days to see today's debate over wedding cake.
The Supreme Court will hear a case on whether or not a Colorado baker must sell cakes for same-sex weddings. 5 years ago, Jack Phillips declined to make one for a gay couple.
I didn't want to use my artistic talents to create something that went against my Christian faith.
The ACLU successfully represented the couple in Colorado's lower courts. As a result, Phillips has stopped making all wedding cakes, even though he says it was 40% of his business. Now the Supreme Court must consider free speech versus equality in the case. I'm John Lawrence reporting.
Two phys ed teachers at Arlington's Taylor Elementary School have been arrested and suspended from their jobs for smoking marijuana in a school office before classes. Court documents revealed the teachers used air freshener to try and cover up the smell and that one of the teachers was distributing pot to other teachers in the school. A third teacher's been put on administrative leave as police continue to investigate. The school's principal says in a letter to parents, no students were apparently involved. Checking your money, the Dow opens at 24,290, the Nasdaq at 67.75. In sports, sponsored by Sprint, the Caps beat the Sharks. The Wizards get blown out by the Jazz. Monday Night Football, the Steelers beat the Bengals. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings on the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Just in time for the holidays, get a great deal on a Samsung device with the best price for unlimited. Visit Sprint.com or call 1-800-SPRINT-1. Sprint works for me. Compared to similar unlimited rate plans from national carriers, carrier features differ. Restrictions apply.
For Mervis Diamond Importers, I'm Ronnie Mervis. Once again, Mervis sets the standard for jewelry. You've got to see our new collection. Straight row diamond tennis bracelets remain a favorite. They're simple and elegant. Our neck pieces are so sexy, they're almost illegal. Imagine a perfect diamond. suspended from a delicate gold chain, resting securely in the small of her throat. What a beautiful, sensuous gift. Our magnificent diamond bands will melt her heart. The Mervis diamonds are ferociously brilliant. They seem to leap out at you. The designs are daring and rare. You'll find them at one place only, Mervis. And as for earrings, Mervis proudly shows the newest diamond ear studs, dangles, hoops, and anything else you can imagine. When you really love her, show it with Mervis Diamond Jewelry, the best there is. Two philosophies unite everything at Mervis. The finest quality and legendary Mervis value. The prices are almost too good to be true. Come see for yourself. She'll thank you forever. Mervis Diamond Importers. Financing is available. Go to MervisDiamond.com. Again, that's MervisDiamond.com or call 1-800-HER-LOVE.
Sean Hannity here. I've told you before about the two failed foreign-owned solar companies that are based here in the U.S. and their effort to convince President Trump to impose steep tariffs that would put tens of thousands of Americans out of work. President Trump knows sometimes tariffs can help American companies thrive, but in this case, well, it's the American factory worker that would lose. And for what? To bail out two foreign companies that are exploiting American trade laws? Now, if that's not bad enough, now an unelected, unaccountable commission full of Obama-appointed bureaucrats has recommended to President Trump that he side with Obama foreign cronies. All right, so what is the president going to do? Well, the president's just too smart to not understand the complexities of these issues here. The lines are clear, and the president always stands up for the American workers and always stands up against the swamp that allowed these companies to survive, in some cases, on your dime.
Stand up for American workers. Paid for by Solar Powers America.
Save up to 60% this week at Mattress Warehouse with mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. And as Tempur-Pedic's elite retailer, Mattress Warehouse makes Tempur-Pedic more affordable with payments as low as $22 per month. Don't miss the other incredible savings. With over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799, Mattress Warehouse has got a mattress for every budget. Visit SleepHappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you. SleepHappens.com.
The harsh rain and wind ahead will be very tough on your roof. Prepare for the season by showing your roof you give a shingle. Call Long Roofing. That's Long, L-O-N-G. The name that's been trusted by families across the Mid-Atlantic region for over 70 years. I'm Vince Colonnaise, and right now you can get free gutters and gutter guards with roof replacement from my friends at Long Roofing. Call them today for a free estimate on your roof. 800-481-LONG. 800-481-L-O-N-G. Or head to longroofing.com.
635 at 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia coming through Dumfries, Dale City, and Woodbridge. Problems on both I-95 and Route 1. So listen carefully if you're in that stretch or heading toward there soon. So Dale City up toward the Occoquan. Initially, it was a broken down car, then a crash. This is all along the right side, so bogged down through there. Over to Route 1, commuters bailing out on 234, thinking, oh, go north there, and then you're hitting a delay due to the crash. You get a break, and then you'll hit the slowdowns again into Woodbridge. We have the multi-car crash cleanup continuing northbound Route 1 just after exit there for I-95. On 266, the crash is eastbound 66 at the Beltway. Still a lot of activity there in the right lane. Suitland Parkway commuters inbound. Watch for delays now linking together just after Silver Hill Road to DC 295. I know it's a long stretch. Suitland Parkway before you get to 295 at First Sterling, still with the accident cleanup. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the way, then cooler to colder as we go through the rest of the week. Rain coming in this afternoon, a south breeze 63. Tonight, rain early 43. Tomorrow, near 50, which is average for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjick, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, it's 39 in Warrenton, 42 in Kensington, 48 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630. WMAL.
Well, good morning. Coming up on Mornings on the Mall, 7:15 this morning, Carrie Severino with the Judicial Crisis Network. Going to talk about everything that's going on at the Supreme Court. Busy, busy week there. 8:05, Virginia Transportation Secretary Aubrey Wayne will be with us. He'll talk about I-66 and those express lanes and tell us why you're paying up to $35 right now to take those lanes into work. And at 8:35, Larry Kudlow will join us all ahead. My name's Vince Colonnaise. I'm alongside Mary Walter this morning.
of you who are real tree people, like myself, I am a real tree person. You're paying more for your trees. Prices have risen 125% since 2013. There's a couple reasons for it. If you bought a tree, you paid an average of $75 for your tree last year, up from $35 in 2013. Wholesalers say prices, reporting prices of $80 or higher this season. And this is according to Doug Hundley, who is the spokesperson for the National Christmas Tree Association.
Of course, the National Christmas Tree Association.
Yes, he blames the Great Recession for limiting the Christmas tree industry's capacity to harvest enough trees to keep the prices from rising.
I hope their office serves eggnog.
Spiked?
Yeah.
Of course. It takes a Christmas tree about 10 years to grow harvestable. And there's also been a drop in demand since 2007. And also from 2007 to 2009, and it seems to have leveled off. The reason there is a drop in demand is because of Chinese fake trees. Seems more and more people are going for the fake plastic tree because you can bring it out of the box and it's got lights and ornaments on it. You can take it out in 5 minutes, throw it in the corner, and yay, Christmas. So that is making a dent in the market. So there you have Christmas tree farms going out of business. The Oregon Department of Agriculture found that falling demand due to the rising sale of artificial trees, caused the annual number of trees cut and sold by growers in that state to drop by 26% between 2010 and 2015. So the number of active growers dropped by more than 30%. So fewer people are going into the Christmas tree growing business because it's not as lucrative because people are lazy. That's my take on it. Can you tell where I stand on this?
Are lazy, meaning the people who buy fake Christmas trees.
Yeah,
Christmas tree growers.
Right. People who are, because Americans, I think, as a whole, are becoming lazier, and we'd rather just take the tree out of a box, put it in a stand, the lights are on it, the decorations are on it, easy peasy, lemon squeezy, plug it in, woohoo, Christmas. I'm a big fan of the experience, and if anybody wants to weigh in on this, you can, 888-630-9625. When I was a kid, I just remember we'd put the tree up Christmas Eve. And it was always an experience, bringing the tree in. My mother would have hot chocolate and cookies, and it was an event. And we unpacked the boxes, and all of our ornaments were, almost all our ornaments were ornaments we made as children.
Right.
So you'd be like, I remember when I made this. And we make fun of each other's ornaments and stuff. And it took hours, and it was a big event.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a big family thing. And I have a lot of memories from that, as opposed to my parents taking it out of a box, putting it in the corner. It's already lit. The ornaments are on it. And yay, Christmas, look at the tree, and you walk away.
Mm-hmm.
So I like that aspect of it. We've already got our tree. We went out 2 weekends ago, bought the tree, went out and selected it. And I don't know. That's my thing. I love the way it smells. I love the way a real tree looks. The tree is different every year, which I think is nice. I have a picture of the tree every year. It's always different. And I'm not supporting a Chinese conglomerate with a tree that is going to sit in a landfill and never decompensate ever.
Uh-huh.
What about you, Vince?
What about me?
Yeah, what about you?
Well, mm-hmm. A couple things. Mm-hmm. One,
I think I know.
You can hang your third grade art projects on a fake tree if you'd like. That doesn't go away. That tradition can still exist for you, Mary. Also, not by choice, but by force, I am a real tree family. My wife insists upon real tree shopping on a yearly basis. I respect that tradition. But if I had my way, I would fake tree it instantly.
Not a shock.
Because there's enough traditions around Christmas, many of which I enjoy and indulge in, and including decorating like crazy. Getting a real tree and going through the hassle of just like going out, finding it, fetching it, especially where you have to pay for the privilege of cutting down the tree. You have to like go to somebody's farm and you have to be the labor, and you pay extra for the privilege of going on their farm and cutting their tree down. I don't exactly know how that model works precisely. I kind of feel like I should be making minimum wage at least when I'm cutting trees down, but whatever.
Wait a minute. You're the same guy who will use the auto checkout at the grocery store to get out faster. It's the same principle.
Okay, I should be paid for that as well. You're right. Good point.
Which is why I don't do that either.
I should be paid for doing the checkout. But no, there's actually a substantive difference between sawing a tree down and running a barcode over a scanner. But I'd be for a fake tree. I think it's fine, and they're looking better and better. They don't look as as garbagey as they once did. Now they look genuine. You could fake a lot now, actually, with the fake trees. You could get the spray, make it smell like a real tree. It
doesn't smell like
everything.
A real tree. I got news for you.
I can't wait. It's going to be like Wall-E. Pretty soon I'll be floating around on my wheelchair. Won't have to do anything. I could just slurp my Slurpees and watch as my fake trees assembled for me by a robot each year.
You're lazy. 888-630-9625. All right. We'll see where you stand on this if you want to jump
calls
in. A couple
are
people
pouring
do.
In.
Every single line is lit because Vince is wrong.
Like
again,
Christmas.
Again, you're wrong. 6:43 on WMAL.
If you missed the boat on the hot real estate market, I hear you, but don't worry because my friends over at Renters Warehouse make renting your home easy, fast, and worry-free. And get this, it could make you more money in the long run. It's Larry O'Connor to explain that Renters Warehouse is the master of rent-a-state. Their pros will market your property, find great tenants, collect the rent, and handle any maintenance coordination 24/7. They'll even warranty your tenant for free. Also, you can rest easy and get the value your home is really, really worth. With property management at just $99 a month, you can be sure you're in good hands with Renters Warehouse, especially in a slowing market. Visit renterswarehouse.com today and sign up for a free home rental price analysis to find out how much your home will rent for. Or call a rent-a-state advisor today at 202-897-2822. That's renterswarehouse.com or call 202-897-2822.
Greeting the world with a smile shows confidence. Missing or damaged teeth can shut down your smile, changing the way the world sees you. Hi, I'm Dr. Rupralia from the Cascade Center for Dental Health. How would you like to never worry about the discomfort and difficult daily care of dentures and to eat all the foods you love? Cascades Dental has one of the most experienced full-mouth implant restoration teams in the D.C. area. One doctor changing your life with a comfortably sedated procedure in one location. In most cases, your full-mouth implants with perfect teeth fixed in your mouth can be done in one day. You want a doctor with experience, not a doctor gaining experience. This is what we do best. And as always, in my office, there's no fear and no lectures. We just help people smile.
Prolific experience and a legendary after plan that's completely guaranteed for 10 years makes Cascades Dental the choice for dental implants. Call 866-25-SLEEP for your personal consultation. 866-25-SLEEP. Online at cascadesdental.com.
All right, more Christmas trees in a moment. 6:45, though, now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, let's go to Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
All right, Vince, it's new. We're talking about the tolls on 66 inside the Beltway and with the huge rates, prices that we had yesterday. So here's what's happening right now. 66, if you're joining on from the Beltway, the price was much lower than it was yesterday at this time, but I was predicting because of the crash eastbound 66 at the Beltway holding up some of these commuters.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's just what happened. They've released the traffic about 5 minutes ago. The accident's gone eastbound 66 at the Beltway. That's when the fare was $6.25. Now commuters heading inside the Beltway. I just refreshed the fare. It is $10.25. All right. Enjoy your ride, whichever way you decide to go. All right. We'll take you now onto Maryland's 50, John Hanson Highway. Be very careful. It looks like additional fire and rescue units coming up to the scene of the crash. It's just as you come up to the Beltway. And they're only allowing two left lanes to get by. So if you need to get over to the far right to get to that Beltway exit, be very cautious. Make sure you're allowing your neighbors to get through as well. Again, this is 50 commuters, Maryland, trying to get up to the Beltway with the crash. A lot of activity along the right side. Now, as for the Beltway, let me talk about the accident, Silver Spring, outer Colesville Road. That has been cleared. Suitland Parkway inbound bunched up to First Sterling. That's just before 295 with the crash. And now, from GarageDoorRepair.com, let's get to the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Rain on the way, then cooler to colder as we go through the rest of the week. Rain coming in this afternoon, a south breeze 63. Tonight, rain early 43. Tomorrow, near 50, which is average for this time of year. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 647 on WMAL.
All right, because Americans are lazy, we're buying more Chinese conglomerate plastic trees, calling them Christmas trees, throwing them up in the corner. They already come decorated because Americans are lazy, and you're driving tree growers out of work, and so they'll just sell the farms and build condos on them and make your commute more miserable. But
wow.
Hey, yeah,
you
go with the plastic
Christmas
tree.
You are a Christmas firecracker this morning.
888-630-9625, JR in D.C. Good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall, JR. Hi.
DC, JR.
JR. All right, JR is gone. He was going to say that the needles fall all over the place and they're a fire hazard. However, JR.
Uh-oh.
I have a report right here.
I hear it.
That says that fake trees may be more flammable than real trees because fake trees are not biodegradable and the plastic fibers are fused and glued to the metal frames and the glue is flammable. Boom! There you go, JR.
So you can get better fires with fake trees. Okay,
there
again.
You go. There you go. And it'll just melt into a plastic mush. Let's see. Here we go. Catherine in Stephen City. Catherine, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi.
Good morning, Catherine. How are you?
Hi. So are you part of the Chinese conglomerate that's driving poor tree owners out of business so that their farms are paved over for condos?
Unfortunately, I mean, I've always had a fake tree, but it's not because we're lazy. I love the smell of a real tree, but I grew up with a fake tree because my aunt was allergic to the trees that we had around here, like the pine trees. I mean, if her arm so much as brushed a pine tree, she broke out.
Yeah, well, that's Darwinism right there. No, I'm kidding. But you don't have a tree allergy, do you?
I don't, but my husband has a spider phobia, and he does not like the spiders that come in the real tree.
Oh, interesting.
Okay, I've never had spiders in my tree, number one. But we did have we had like a squirrel or something that was living in the tree outside one year. And so we got rid of it. You know, we're just like, okay, no more. We're bringing the tree in. Can spiders get into your tree in the attic?
No, I mean, we don't really have the issue. We actually keep ours in the basement, and the basement's a little too chilly to be hospitable to them.
Uh-huh.
I love it. Great. Good for you,
yeah,
Catherine.
Well, yeah, yeah.
And meanwhile, Mary is, like, taking away habitat from young animals. Like, poor squirrels don't have homes now because Mary's chopping the tree down in
her yard. It's a renewable resource. They can get a new home every year.
Yeah, get a new home.
Right?
How would you like if somebody chased you out of yours because of your trees?
Change of scenery. That's all it is. And just I just also would like you to know that fake trees are made from petroleum-based PVC plastics and release dioxins over time. Dioxins are toxic and can be absorbed through skin and stored in fatty tissue, where they may cause cancer, neurological damage, and many other serious health issues
in both
humans and pets. So, yeah, that's a great
thing.
Merry Christmas,
cancer,
my precious baby. Here's cancer.
That's what I call a carbon offset offset. You can do your part to help destroy the environment while everyone else is protecting it.
Mommy, how did I get cancer? Daddy wanted a fake tree.
More from you in a moment as you respond to Mary's slander. 650 on WMAL.
There are never enough hours in the day to get everything done, so when I find an amazing service to make my life easier, I let everyone know. Hey, it's Chris Plant. Drizzly.com is the new way to get beer, wine, and liquor delivered to your door. You get an amazing selection of alcohol and mixers delivered when you need them with Drizzly. Just enter your address on the Drizzly site or app to shop for your favorite beer, wine, and liquor. Drizzly works with stores in your area so you can shop their shelves online and compare prices for the best deal. Whether your party supply is running low or you're looking for a bottle of something special to give as a holiday gift, Drizzly has you covered. You get the biggest selection, best deals, plus delivery when you use Drizzly. To score $15 off your first purchase, go to drizzly.com and enter the code WMAL. The new way to shop for alcohol has arrived. Drizzly. That's Drizly. Must be 21 or older. $15 off. Orders of $40 or more. Hurry. Offer ends January 1st. Void where prohibited.
This week at Mattress Warehouse, mattresses starting at just $99 in stock to take home today. With over 30 queen mattresses for less than $799, they've got a mattress for every budget. Visit sleephappens.com to find a Mattress Warehouse store near you.
It's called MediShare, and it's affordable, biblical healthcare. And if you're wondering, what does that mean? Well, ask the people who are already members, like the Badger family. It's a big family, by the way.
We have 7 boys, 3 girls. We live out in the country. We homeschool.
And they thank God for MediShare, especially after one of their babies was born with spina bifida, and the total bill was about $250,000. MediShare members met the entire need and sent them cards and letters letting them know they're praying for them.
MediShare is, I mean, we love it. With myself being self-employed, owning my own business, MediShare was a great option as far as affordability. With MediShare, as far as like all of our stuff, it's always come through.
Yeah, more and more people are doing this, and you can see why. Hundreds of thousands of Christian believers sharing, and that is a beautiful thing. Find out more. Call 866-88-BIBLE. That's 866-88-BIBLE. 866-88-BIBLE.
It's not the worst thing in the world to be single.
except during the holidays when, honestly, it ranks right up there. Think about it. Holiday parties, work functions, family gatherings, they're all easier to take when you've got someone with you. It's also the time of year you want to have someone special to get gifts for. And then, of course, there's New Year's Eve. Well, you could just sit there and cry into your eggnog, or you could do something. This holiday season, how about getting yourself a gift? The gift of companionship and fun and maybe even love with It's Just Lunch. The expert matchmakers at It's Just Lunch make dating easy. They'll arrange fun dates with someone you'll be excited about. And they're even there to give you a few dating pointers in case it's been a while and your game's a little rusty. It's Just Lunch also makes a perfect holiday gift for someone else. I'll bet you know exactly who I mean.
Call 202-466-6699 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com to learn more. Call today and be dating tomorrow.
6:53 now. Let's see how your money's doing and check in with Jessica Anninger at the CNBC News Desk. Good morning.
Hi there, Vince. Good morning. The Dow starts the trading day at yet another all-time high. Futures are mixed, though, pointing to a mixed open on Wall Street this morning. Markets are mixed in Europe right now. Also, they're lower in Asia, and crude oil is a little lower this morning. Investors are keeping an eye on lawmakers today. The House and Senate will try to work out that consensus corporate tax cut bill. They also need to raise the debt ceiling to prevent the government from shutting down, but we've got that temporary two-week spending bill that's been introduced in the House. Cineworld, Europe's largest theater chain, is buying Regal Cinemas. This is going to create the world's second largest movie theater operator as movie theaters have been struggling. Shares of Regal, though, are up 6% in pre-market trading right now. And McDonald's has announced more details on the return of its dollar menu. It got rid of that a few years ago. And what's coming, a $1 sausage burrito, a $2 bacon McDouble, and a $3 Happy Meal, which will make some parents happy. The dollar menu returns January 4th. Ed Sheeran is the most streamed artist of the year on Spotify. Jessica Ettinger, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL.
Hi, Rick Edelman here. You have savings and investments and you're working hard to save for retirement. Here's good news. Investing doesn't have to be right or wrong, do it or not predicament, and most importantly, you don't have to go it alone. At Edelman Financial, we can help. What are your goals? Are you saving for retirement, second home, college for a child or grandchild? You need to set goals because they determine how you should invest. At Edelman Financial Services, we can help you set those goals and give you a plan to help you achieve them. We've been doing this for more than 30 years for thousands of people just like you, and we've got the experience you need. We have 6 offices throughout Maryland and Northern Virginia, so talk with us. Or you can even get our investment management services online. Just visit rickedelman.com, that's ricedelman.com, or call us at 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Okay, Christmas tree lines are all lit up. 6:55 now, though. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center. Jamie, real or fake?
Real.
Okay, good for you.
We have it.
Good
smells great.
You. All right.
All right, let's go Suitland Parkway. Really one of our tough spots, and you might want to reconsider. So Suitland Parkway coming inbound. Normally have those delays heading up towards Stanton Road, First Sterling. Not the story this morning. It's at a standstill. Suitland Parkway at First Sterling, where we have the crash. Crews are telling me they've stopped the inbound lanes, and if you're heading northbound First Sterling, they stopped the northbound side as well. I'd avoid altogether because as you approach Route 5, traffic is just not moving, obviously, as you're being detoured off of there. So if you can, bail over to Branch Avenue to Pennsylvania Avenue. That's sure to pick up the volume. Bail earlier if you can. On the southbound side of 295, the broken down southbound as you come up to Burroughs Avenue. Inbound New York Avenue at West Virginia, Montana Avenue's had the crash there. You find travel lanes open, the pace getting, and still seeing the activity. Slightly better though. Big delays continue on 66 eastbound at the Beltway, even though the crash is gone. And then on northbound 95, as you push through Woodbridge, first at Dale City, crash on the shoulder, Route 1 Woodbridge, that crash still under police direction. Oh, quick note, Maryland 50 at the Beltway, still with the accident right side. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Wet for the commute home. We should stay dry this morning. Clouds are already gathering. We'll go through the afternoon with some rain coming in. A south breeze, 63. Rain early tonight, 43. Tomorrow, near 50. With clouds and sunshine early. More clouds later. I'm Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, 48 degrees, 657 on WMAL.
Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Del Walmsley, and as always, we're working on your financial freedom.
The Del Walmsley Show, Sundays at 2 on WMAL.
Let's get to some of these calls. The lines are full, talking about the rise in Chinese fake trees driving U.S. Christmas tree growers out of business. I hope you're happy with yourself. Let's go to Pat in Damascus. Pat, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. What about you, Pat?
Hey, morning. Morning. Hey, I used to grow a few Christmas trees, and a friend of mine came over and cut theirs one year. Didn't look through it real good. It turns out there's a praying mantis nest in there.
Oh, boy.
And once it got to room temperature, they had thousands.
Whoa!
Of those things all over the house.
Aren't they, like, government-regulated?
Yeah, yes, they are. Yes, they are. And, you know, they didn't have any other insects around, but they did have them.
Wow.
Did you have to put them all on leashes and walk them out of the house?
And the same thing goes for, like, wasp nests and stuff like that, too.
Wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's great. I mean, you know, real trees keep people working and stuff, but look over them good before you bring them inside.
Yeah, never had that problem. I got to say, never wound up with critters in the house Christmas
they
tree.
They do
Todd,
say Christmas
you.
Is a prayerful season, so praying mantis is perfect.
Wow. Let's go to Alex in Fredericksburg. Alex, good morning. You're on Mornings on the Mall. Hi, Alex.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
Good.
Some of the issues that we went through is disposing of the tree. The HOAs are cracking down on people leaving them out on the curb. Trash companies won't pick them up, so you have to try to take it to the landfill. They won't accept yard waste.
So don't you have a place that
will think of this thing as a problem?
I'm shocked that that's up to the town. Most towns, every place I've lived, they have, you know, you have to put it out by a certain date. And then once a week they go around, they pick them up and they chip them.
A lot of, I mean, our homeowners association does that. You have to put the tree out at a certain date. There's like two dates that you can put your tree out, and then they have somebody they pay to come and collect it all.
Our
HOA stopped doing that 3 years ago.
Yeah.
We have no way of disposing of the thing, so a lot of people just turned around and, okay, I'm going to get a fake tree.
Well, that's because your HOA is clearly part of a Chinese conglomerate that wants to take over
America.
Or
people don't want to pay higher fees, Mary. Come on.
See, it's because everybody's lazy. All right, coming up on WMAL, you can send your letters to Vince. Coming up on WMAL, Carrie Severino from Judicial Crisis Network will be with us to talk about those Supreme Court cases.
And we have a bunch of news for you. News about the Senate, Roy Moore, and news about the House, John Conyers. You're not going to want to miss any of that. 7 o'clock, WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. The news brought to you by longroofing.com. Less than a week ago, she was being lauded for her school's performance, but now the principal of D.C.'s Ballou High School has been removed following allegations the school was graduating students who could barely read and write. Yotunda Reeves has been moved to another position in the city school system, while a report that claims a majority of Ballou's graduating students last year had missed at least 6 weeks of school is being investigated. Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock is introducing a bill she hopes will transform the way Metro does its business.
Really the biggest reform to Metro since its inception.
The legislation, says Virginia Congresswoman Barbara Comstock, gives Metro the money it needs in exchange for some reforms.
Bring down costs by having 401ks instead of a pension system, putting limits on overtime.
And most importantly, getting rid of the current board of directors and putting in a new five-member reform board.
Be able to have good business-like reforms that improve the system.
Some of those labor changes might be unpopular with Democrats, and it could require reopening Metro's compact, which could be a years-long process. Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
There's a hole in Montgomery County's budget. Now the question is how to fill it.
Montgomery County Council President Roger Berliner says he was shocked to find out that the income tax revenues are $65 million below what was projected, especially with the stock market on the rise and a lower unemployment rate. But he says it's got to be fixed.
This is hard work, unpleasant work, because you are having to go back and reduce dollars that we
appropriated, if you will, for legitimate public purposes that we believe in. And now we're going to have to make tough decisions.
Berliner says he's been told by County Executive Ike Leggett that a savings plan will have to be put into place, similar to what happened in 2015. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Israeli officials are downplaying threats by Turkey's president to cut ties if President Trump goes ahead with recognition of Jerusalem as Israel's capital. The officials noted Jerusalem's been the capital of the Jewish people for 3,000 years and Israel's capital for 70 years, regardless of whether President Erdogan recognizes this or not. A deadline for President Trump to sign a waiver keeping the embassy in Tel Aviv came and went today. It's unclear whether he's taken any action yet. 3 weeks after it pulled its financial support, the Republican National Committee is back in Roy Moore's camp in next week's Alabama election for U.S. Senate.
The RNC, following Mr. Trump's lead, transferring money to the Alabama GOP. But the committee that works to elect Republicans to the Senate, refusing to follow suit. The committee's chair maintaining his commitment to staying out of the race after saying last month